I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I was touring the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame Museum in Hayward, Wisconsin, just a few days ago, and I found something quite interesting about the topwater lures. I'll tell you more, but first...
Hey, Fleet Farm fans, you asked, we listened. You wanted lower prices? You got them. In-store, online. We drop prices everywhere. Lower prices on summer favorites like Liquid Pool Shock, Griller's Gold Barbecue Pellets, and Airhead Towables. Lower prices on big-name pet care like Purina Tidy Cats. Lower prices on Valvoline Motor Oils. All because you said so. Look for the bright green price drop signs to find new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life. Only at Fleet Farm.
The Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame Museum in Hayward, Wisconsin has tens of thousands of fishing relics that you can view, and it's incredible, all the different lures and boats and motors and tackle boxes and everything that they have there is just incredible. But I noticed one thing about the topwater lure, and I looked at a lot of them while I was there because I do a lot of topwater fishing, is that they haven't changed that much over 150 years. It seems like if you look at one of the Zara Spooks or one of the Floating Frogs, there are lures like that that were made 100 years ago. The shapes are the same. The hook placement is the same. Some have some propellers on them. Some have parts of their bodies that spin. But many of those lures are available today. The only difference is instead of being carved out of wood, and some of these look like they were carved with a very dull knife, they're made out of plastic. But it proves that you can take a floating body, put some hooks on it, cast it out, and it will work no matter when it was made. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.